the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I like when they just mute it and don't just play the song backwards for like a split second.
Yeah, or what just, you want from the stove?
The bleep's kind of annoying unless it's like a FOF line call or something.
Yeah, you gotta. Well, look, Tupac said if you want to really sell, you got to have songs on the radio.
Oh yeah,
you got to have edits.
Yeah, what's the one where it did? It. Oh, okay, I know what it was. It wasn't even rap. It's let's get it started.
Like all
that
Black
became
Eyed Peas.
Like a. I think they used that in the Olympics. I think they've used it in so many different, like American Idol and all these different shows.
Mm,
and it's like, just imagine, if you will, though, someone went on to, like I want to see if it's the way it used to be. And this isn't a coy way just to talk about it. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think I know what you're saying. The different version?
That's the best.
I don't even think they have the original version.
I don't think they perform it. Maybe they do, but I didn't think they did.
Yeah,
because you know
it's just called "Let's Get It Started." On like I'm on Spotify right now.
God, did they scrub the
other
one?
I'm in Odyssey app, and unless they change the name.
Oh,
I want to walk over there and show you this.
I'm about to get offended.
Top,
I feel
top
like.
One.
Oh, that's, you know what? That's the term now.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what, that's the workaround.
So
you can say that.
That's as bad as the chicks.
You can call yourself the other one. You did,
I did the other day. Twice, actually.
Yeah.
So the song now is called Let's Get Restarted.
Which I don't have. I got this one.
That is not what it was called when it came out.
No.
It's on a Disney cover up here.
Can you look up the lyrics to it? Or did they just change the title?
Because
if they changed the lyrics and just whitewashed it completely, for lack of better term.
Well,
I don't know better terms for most things.
I want to see what you. They came out in 2003. So, I mean.
It's an old banger.
Stuff has really changed, though. Like, that's the year this show started. So I can tell you. First-hand accounts of how things have just changed when it comes to
this was the original theme song of the show, the opener.
I wasn't done it.
It's kind of happy.
Back when you had Spooge and Dookie on the show.
Yes, that was our interns at the time.
They were fun.
I'm having to watch a lyric video.
Farting Brian was the other one, I believe. I think that was his name.
We did give people terrible names.
They have it asterisked out. But they call the song now Let's Get Restarted.
I wish we knew what Black Eyed Peas.
Which is what in the corporate world they'd call a reactivation.
I wish we could call up old William or the other one and say, hey.
Fergie.
Do you still sing it this way?
Willie, I am.
Or the Asian one who's bald now. I saw him recently because they just got an award.
He had a name that was like he was an American gladiator or like somebody that would be on a karate video game.
Yeah, well, I don't want to look it up too, but I want to know
like
what it was.
Centaur or something. Let's look that up.
It might have been what it was.
This segment brought to you by Pea Farmers of America.
Was it Miss Fist? Maybe.
Okay. Let's get it restarted. Let's get it restarted in here.
Yeah,
that's all
I'm
saying.
Before you know it, they're going to change Coe's pillow song.
They're
going to call it Sweat Stains on the Pillows.
Did you find it?
I don't know how to pronounce it. That's the thing. I feel like it's like what
you got to be careful.
What Elon named one of his kids. Apple D-App? APL.DE.AP.
Oh, that might be it.
That sounds like a dark web website.
This is what's going to happen in the future.
That's where you go read about Pizzagate. The other one you were thinking about is Taboo.
Oh, yeah, Taboo.
Yeah, Taboo. Yeah.
Or maybe it's Taboo. Who knows?
So if you don't own the masters to the songs, whoever owns them, they're going to go back and they'll change lyrics because they have your voice print.
That's an even better one to look up. Who wrote the song?
Because everybody's selling their catalog.
I think Will.i.am wrote a lot of their stuff, right?
He went on to like be one of those beat guys, like a producer,
I think they'll
put, Timbaland and such.
They'll go in the future and take certain words out of rap songs, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay,
I feel like
make them relevant.
According to this, this is wild. Six people wrote that song. Six people, including William, aka William Adams, Will I Am. Alan Pineda, aka Apple D App. Jaime Gomez, aka Taboo. Terrence Yoshishaki. It's a wild combo there. Michael Frantantuno.
Damn.
Hey, it's Joe. Who cares?
Okay.
And George Pupjohn Jr. See, freaking Fergalicious didn't even write it. So she's got a escape goat, you know. She didn't write it. The other three eyed peas, they...
three eyed peas.
If one of them leaves, that's what they're going to go with when they tour. Playing the Peace Center, two eyed peas. Will I Am is six.
I didn't realize there's so many people in that band.
Yeah, well, there's only the four, but when they write a song that just says, let's get restarted over and over and keep running, keep running. Guys, hi, I'm Terrence Yashashomi. I'm the part guy who came up with keep running. Hi, I'm George Pajon. I'm the one who said, hey, how can we monetize this? Let's change it to restarted.
Oh, that's okay. I played a song yesterday. I tried to remember what it was because it was for El DeBarge's birthday. We played Rhythm of the Night, which was written by Diane Warren. And if you go look up how many hits she's written.
And she had the ridiculous one, the big duet that was like, what was that from? Freaking Diane Warren and somebody else. Joe Cocker, was that it? They had some kind of real famous duet song. I'm not really into
I can't remember. She wrote a ton. If I Could Turn Back Time.
That's a great song.
I Get Weak. Tons of hits.
Yeah.
I think I Could Not Ask for More was her song, too.
I would have... I'm not a glory hound or anything like that, but like if I'm nobody wants to win songwriter of the year.
No, but God, that money.
I know, but like, you wrote like let's say you're Terrence Yashashoki, and when people are like, well, that's not a good example.
Cause I'm in the Black Eyed Peas.
They want to forget that song. He's a Black Eyed Pea more than Fergalicious is.
Which they didn't have a long run. They had a big run in a short stint.
She was probably wetting herself during the writing session.
They had a couple albums, but monster hits.
Yeah.
Hits.
Yeah, people are texting in now how they can re-release certain songs and changing that. Yeah, I'm not going to read any of those.
I don't like
They all
man.
Feature David Allan Coe, oddly enough.
Oh, boy.
It's crazy.
I don't know if we're going to do it, but you see that Prince is going to put a new album out.
Yeah.
That is...
How? Posthumously. AI?
I don't know if it's stuff that was...
It's called Timeless.
But do you know if it's stuff that was already recorded and not released? Or?
Yeah. That's what generally happens. People will find things in archives and want to release them.
Like, there was a reason, like, it wasn't released, He didn't think it was good enough. And he was a big music arranger.
But also, like, people like him probably had a bunch of stuff in the canon, as you say, and just hadn't released it yet. Because he owned his own publishing. He could release whenever he wanted to.
And the reason why they're doing that is because April 21st marked the 10th anniversary of his death. So people are...
Plus, that family's marketing. Fighting over all that money. And they're like, man, what can we do next?
What is the point?
Prince Andrew really screwed them over in Google Analytics. He really did. You Google Prince now and it shows you Prince Andrew. That sucks.
He is the measuring stick for creepiness.
I know, for princes in general. Nobody wants to be a prince anymore. Everybody wants to be a king.
What is the point of finding this stuff posthumously? Can't go to his concert.
They can sell it to you again. Here's the thing. Go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
I mean, there's...
I mean, I did, but I won't.
Well, Van Halen's going to release some posthumous stuff that, before Eddie passed away, and then so is Soundgarden. Their situation was tied up in courts, though.
So think about this. There's a wrestler friend of mine who told me about another wrestler who every once in a while will...
Oh, was it Boomer Payne?
I'm not saying any names.
Was it Dookie Payne?
No,
AJ Frost?
Neither one of those.
Ken Magnum.
No Payne. Local indie guys.
Probably Cruiser Lewis.
Legends. occasionally he would find an old pair of wrestling boots or this, that, or the other, and then he would you know, put it all on the line. Hey, these boots are from this big match here, blah, 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 and then sell them. His son of a gun probably didn't even know if they were his boots or if he bought. So how at this point do we know that Prince's family didn't just go on one of these damn AI generators and make a new Prince album? I mean, who's to say?
How much do you need?
And would anybody give a crap? Because they were saying the other night, I don't know who they were. I was reading something that one of the biggest downloaded musical acts on Spotify is AI now, a AI musician or band or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it's not a secret or anything.
Yeah, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. Like they did this, there was this rap group several years ago called Ghost Kids, and they were really good. Nobody could figure out who was in the band or whatever, and it was found out that that was one of the first AI songs that people liked and couldn't figure out who made it. And they're like, holy crap, that was a good song.
And they'll tour with it too. That Roy Orbison hologram tour made a ton of money.
Yeah.
Would you pay for that to go see it?
I wouldn't. Hologram? But when they had the Tupac hologram, like that was a big deal. People tried to replicate it then, but the technology now is a lot better.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, but you see less of it though, which is strange. Like they really pulled back on that. And that kind of makes me not fearful, but like when they clone a sheep 30 years ago and then stop talking about it, that's when you get nervous.
Think how much better that is now. That's what women are like, you know?
Like Tom Brady cloned his dog.
Yeah.
And it just so openly talks, my dog died, so I cloned him.
And he had a sample from his dog that died, and then the dog turned out, you know, like an exact good clone.
So think about it.
Nothing wrong with it.
This is weird, but think about it. Somebody like him probably already has a Tom Brady clone in some lab somewhere.
Probably. If we're already 3D printing organs.
You know it. You know it.
I mean, they're
old. Girl.
I mean, you can just.
Girl, you know it's true.
Any kind of DNA, you can copy it and make a master racehorse.
Whoa. Well, let me go in here to the copier machine and look at, see if it's waterproof.
Look at women in their early 20s, what they're doing now. Freezing the eggs.
Or later
in life.
Or millionaire or billionaires from other countries that are paying women in America. I told you about that the other day. There's a Chinese nationalist that I shouldn't say that. Very well off Chinese, let's say Asian. I don't know. Asian, and he's paid hundreds of women thousands of dollars in America to have his children. And he's not like, it's a payoff. It's like, I'm not going to blah, blah, blah. And what they're saying, like, he's literally building a family in America of citizens that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's odd that that's not a topic that riles people up. Now, abortion, for or against, is a massive topic, but freezing embryos isn't.
That's been going on for so many years.
Think about
though.
Like, that ain't that far off. Two of the richest men in the world, what they say to all people when they do these Q&As, have as many kids as you can. That's what Elon says. That's what Jeff Bezos says. Have as many kids as you can. Some people say, well, they want to have more customers down the line. No, there is something else to that. I don't know if they know we're going to get tax credits for more kids or whatever it is. But why would you be saying that? That's when this half the world says, "Oh, we got too many," and then these guys are like, "Hey, make more."
China and Japan—they don't have enough.
It's because they're blood drinkers.
Oh. The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for your Rise Guys. Introducing the largest small forward in the history of basketball, whose idea of a pick and roll is picking up a jelly roll on his way to work. Fat Boy! And this point guard guards against pointless conversation by helping the Rise Guys rebound when they go out of bounds.
Oh, thank you.
And finally, the center of the madness, whose big bushy beard is full court pressing out of his face, Batman! It's the Dream Team of Morning Radio, the Rise Guys!
Got me playing the three.
You and your ding dong over there.
Do you want to play with my ding dong?
Sure.
I think she does.
I mean, you can. Now, I don't want anybody to get confused when they hear that. I'm not talking about the snack cakes. No, Fatboy ate my ding dong earlier.
He did. Yeah. Resist.
I told him. I put it in the little cabinet. I said, "That's my ding dong." And I go over there and I walk in. You saw it.
I big mouthful.
My ding dong was in his mouth.
I did.
Yeah.
Again.
Mouthful of ding dong. I could have fit two or three in there, to be honest with you.
I love ding dong.
I thought it was a snowball. I was like, "That's something totally different."
It was about to be a snowball.
I was excited.
All right. That right there was...
Man, if you laughed at all that, we know exactly what you watch on the internet.
You're high.
It's like we know what you're into.
Is that a declaration or is there a question mark at the end?
Just hang on now.
What?
The Coyon bell was not meant for a rim shot.
Coyon.
Apparently it is.
I know it
home. I can't do it the right way. I'm just going to push it to the side a little.
Looper's got to show us. You have to have
he's
that touch.
Bring it in.
Mystery guest time.
Yay.
Someone who's never been on the show before. Someone that, as this person will tell you, I've tried. Lord, have I tried many times. And, it's not a good time. Or, you know, life just happens. And I don't know why I developed a lisp just then. But
baby,
life just happens, baby.
Hard times. You were thinking about hard times.
I was thinking about the American Dream of Thoreau, the son of a plumber.
No, I'm the real Virgil, baby. I'm the only Virgil.
Many of you have smiled because of this person. Many of you have laughed because of this. Many of you have tapped your toes because of this person. Many of you have said, "What the hell? I think you said the wrong phone number." Ladies and gentlemen.
Snap the claps and touch your toes.
I'm
for the first time ever since 2005 when he first began making songs for this show, ladies and gentlemen, Dan from Columbia.
Yeah!
Wow!
What an intro.
Dan.
I literally never thought this would happen, Dan, because...
I really didn't think it was going to happen, Dan.
Of stuff.
I'm excited. But,
and that was you there with the little NBA intro there.
Yeah, it was. Those are so much fun to put up for you guys. You guys are so creative, and it always sparks a lot of creativity for me as well. And
listen
so
at you.
It's great to talk to you guys. I know it's been 21 years, but maybe in another 21 we can talk again. But
we'll still be here, too.
Hopefully all of us will. But you guys are already giving me ideas because you're talking about how Fatboy ate your ding dong, and I'm already thinking like ding dong, the witch is dead.
Yes.
You know, ding dong, the Fatboy ate.
Yes,
God. I might have to get to writing that one.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
God, he's always in that mode though.
Yeah,
I was gonna say you probably like Fatboy just told me this. We could do a live listen and reveal here because Fatboy's like, hey, because what we do is we share like a Google Drive folder with Dan, and he'll send us, we get like a little notification says, hey, Dan just uploaded this new song. And, you know, we'll go listen to it.
Yep.
And Fatboy said, there's a new one up. And I was like, you know what? I bet Dan was just listening to music, maybe out at the gym or whatever he's doing. And he heard that. And the way your mind is, it goes through that filter.
Yeah.
And then that's what, right? Like, I'm the same way. If I'm in a conversation with somebody off the air, I'm like, dude, this will be good to talk about on the show tomorrow. Like, this is good stuff.
Better write it down.
Is that the way you are as well?
Absolutely. And I have Weird Al Yankovic to blame, I think, for that. Because when Eat It came out when I was a child,
yeah.
I was like, oh, you can just do this. And that got me into Dr. Demento, which, of course, he just retired. But so ever since then, as a kid, you know, we'd make up songs about all the kids, you know, in the neighborhood. You know, everybody had a song. We did. Do you remember the old band? This is really going back, but the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh yeah,
do you remember that?
Of course.
Yeah, man.
The Punky.
So
QB.
We made the Punky QB, and we made up songs for every kid in the neighborhood. Or a verse for every kid in the neighborhood, and we'd perform it for our parents. So
yeah, awesome.
We've been doing this my whole life. Yeah,
God, I didn't have that many friends to do that. I could have done like the quarterback and the running back only. That's about it. Now, here's one thing that a lot of people are texting here, and it's kind of like the, you know, from listening, you don't like when we give you ideas. You like doing your own stuff. I get that. Like, if somebody says to me, like if I'm out at a party or something, they say, hey, I bet you're going to talk about this tomorrow on the show, aren't you? I purposefully won't then, because I think I'm doing them some kind of shout-out favor.
I told them to talk about that.
Yeah, so I could see where you feel that way. I do.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's obviously easier to just kind of come up with your own ideas than take somebody else's idea and wonder where they're at. But you've had some great ideas, I think, in the past. I don't know whose idea tongue punch my fart box was.
That was legendary. Yes.
Yeah, that was legendary.
That's actually, you know, on YouTube as well.
That's right. I did see that now that you mentioned it.
Yeah.
And the other thing that you asked for at one time that you had suggested that was more of just like a genre suggestion was when you talked about wanting to do some old country music, because, you know, mostly you guys are playing rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I love that too. But I'm a big fan of classic country. And so when you suggested doing some classic country, I was like, oh, we'll do Lukenbach, Texas. We'll do Jackson.
Dad blame. I didn't realize that about you.
How do you do all the genres?
Oh, well, I like a lot of music from all over the world, but like I've always got something different on. I'm just a big kind of audiophile, I guess.
Yeah.
But
I'm glad that's the kind of file you are.
When you said that.
Dan, let's listen to this song together, and if you would like, and see. Because
The latest one that I'm looking at up top here?
The one that, I'll just ask it out loud, the AC/DC one?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one or no?
Well, there was a different one. I got that one, too.
Well, we could do two then.
All right.
All right, here's this one.
We are TRG.
We're the Rise Guys.
TRG.
Call our phone line.
TRG.
Seniors of radio.
TRG.
The Rise Guys Show.
That's great.
God, still going.
And you probably hear TNT and you're like, TRG. Oh, wow. That's good. That's good. You got a good voice, too.
Thanks. Yeah, it's
I was looking at myself in the mirror, Dan.
does it kind of rub you the wrong way, Dan, or kind of get under your skin if we maybe clown one that might be missing a number or just like?
Not at all. No. I mean, that just happens. Yeah. Did I miss a number recently?
You did an FOF line number, and it said it so fast that it sounded like it was given there. And there was one where you gave out the wrong number, which,
it happened.
Was fine. The person enjoyed getting those calls that morning. They said, hey, I made some new friends today. I really did.
God, you had such a great attitude about it, though.
Oh, I know.
I'd have been mad at
you. I was expecting a different person.
I was too.
I don't mean this. You seem like maybe temperamental on email, but I've been told the same thing, and I'm obviously a sweetheart.
Yeah, maybe I've been more temperamental in the past, probably some things happen over the course of a couple of decades that maybe mellow you out a little bit, or realize it's not that deep. So, but it's, I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and, you're just like your show has changed. My life has changed a lot. You know, I know my ex-wife used to sing a lot of the tracks, and she's not doing them anymore.
I feel the same way. You don't talk about
I don't want to bring it up.
That's nice of you to do
but I was curious.
Well, and now my niece is old enough to sing on some of this stuff, so I asked her to come do me a favor and come in and sing, and she enjoys it. She likes to getting the experience, really. And she likes singing too, so we have music in the family, so that's nice.
I for real, like, for everybody listening, he does this just as a fan, and just like does these so I'm saying to you right now, that are listening, what are you doing to contribute to the
exactly.
show? You know, if you could write songs and send funny jokes and stuff. But no, seriously, you're very talented at what you do, and I like.
We love
real.
When they pop up. When we see there's a song, we love it, man. We
appreciate the hell out of it. Really, really do.
Well, I appreciate you guys giving me an outlet to be creative. You know, I don't get other opportunities too often to be creative with my job and stuff. So this it allows me to kind of do what has always been a love of mine, which is to write parody songs and to just thanks for giving me an outlet to be able to get some of this stuff out there. And it's fun to be on the radio. You guys probably know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so fun. We love it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, before we go, is there maybe we can rejoin with this one or something when we come back. Do you have a personal favorite of yours that you've contributed over the years? Of your own personal one?
Oh. Well, do you know what I really enjoyed putting? I forget which exact songs we did. But when we took the sound of your cow mooing and put that into songs that sounded like the moo, thought those were fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Those were fun to do. As I said, Tongue Punch My Fart Box still comes into my head sometimes, unfortunately. I'll be sitting at the grocery store and all of a sudden I'll start singing that song.
Right.
And,
I know. Hey, listen, man, we appreciate you so much. And I hope you have a great weekend and don't be a stranger, okay?
Of course, yeah. No, I'll always be sending you guys songs as long as I'm on this earth.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
Wow, that's fun.
All right, bye.
Yeah, we'll get him back on, too.
Yeah. That guy's talented. I wish I could do stuff like that.
John, I did not expect... an upbeat Dan, I thought he'd be kind of downtrodden.
Like, I didn't either. Like, that's the thing. Like, you can't judge people by their emails. Because I thought he'd be a prick.
And we didn't want to make a man when we didn't like some of the stuff, you know?
Well, you know, people, if they, you know, if it's not their idea, they don't want to do it a lot of times. And I'm not talking to you, Mark Hendricks. Good morning, everybody.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Tongue punch my fart box. Let's take this for a spin. I promise you'll be laughing by the time that we begin. Might sound kind of crazy, but don't you knock it yet. Come on and pucker up, babe. It's a night you won't forget. Don't knock it till you try it. That's all I'm gonna say.
This is why he likes it. He gets the whole song.
A little love below the belt might just make your day. Some folks like sweet and simple, but baby, not this guy. If you ain't scared of danger, come and give it a try. A tongue punch my fart box. Let's take this for a spin. I promise you'll be laughing by the time that we begin. It might sound kind of crazy, but don't you knock it yet. Come on and pucker up, babe. It's a night you won't forget.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right. That's his favorite.
Come on, baby. Pucker up.
Wow.
Yeah, I wrote that.
I know.
That's crazy.
It'll be a memorable evening for both of us.
I didn't write that. He was doing his own little thing there.
Starting to ad-lib there.
Ad-libbing. A lot of people are saying, not the voice. It's fun when you hear like a singer, you know. Plus, he does all kind of different genres or whatever. But when you hear them actually talk, like he sounded very like, you know, professional and, you know, whatever.
You could tell he was excited to be on.
Oh, yeah.
Pimping or gassing up his niece. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Wrong term.
What is this now?
Oh, this is Chapel Roan, just like some background music for you. Shore us up here a little bit as we bottom of the hour.
You like girl music? Which is fine. I like some girl music. I do. The other night I was cleaning the house and... I found a very good. It's rare that you can find entire concerts on YouTube.
Is it really?
Rare. Well,
unless it's Grateful Dead because they played everywhere.
Well, you'll find like someone's, I'm talking about like where the artist shot it and agreed to put it on there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it was Sierra Farrell at Red Rocks. I was like, God, boy, that was awesome. It was
great. A place to go. I've never been.
I ain't either, but like, you know, she's up there with all the regalia on. She does heavy pedal music. You know, referring to like pedal, you know, and, you know, she dresses like she's tripping acid. This is fun country kind of stuff. And I looked at how much tickets were to go to that. And it was like people were paying $1,000 off aftermarket or whatever for that. And I'm like, good Lord.
I saw a friend of mine trying to sell tickets for tonight. And I'm like, you can't transfer him. You know, she's like, well, I guess I got to go.
When you do you do that on purpose when you say Tyler Childress?
Yeah. Like, I know it's Childers, and people flip out. But there are a lot of people that are, like, upset. Like, I didn't know this, you know?
I don't know how they did.
Somebody mentioned a site I'd never heard of. I'm like, yeah, you're not going to sell those tickets.
What?
You got to go. It wasn't, like, a SeatGeek or a StubHub. It was a different one. It was a third-party reseller, you know, but still, they're not going to be able to transfer.
Yeah, you know, when you go, like, to – and it's – I get it's ads and la-di-da, but, like, when you go to Google, like, if I Googled, you know, Tyler Childress, first off, it said, don't you mean Childress? No, I'm looking for children named Tyler.
I won't go.
But if I did – it's going to pop up with a paid ad for an aftermarket or – what? That's not aftermarket. That's like a car. What's the word I'm looking for?
Secondary market.
Yeah. And, you know, where they're going to stick all those fees on there, even if tickets are available at the box office still, they're going to
– That's not right, all those fees.
Well, I told you that one time my mom – she got one of those calls, or yeah, it was a call saying, or it might have been a text, but it said, hey, your power is about to be cut off, blah, blah, blah. Click on this link. Well, she had a flip phone, so you couldn't click on the link. Goes online and Googles, pay my Duke power bill. And I don't know if it's changed, but at the time when you did that, it would pop up to a nefarious scam site that you go in, put all your stuff in, look just like Duke Power. And then she was this close to almost like...
They still run those. Yeah, I'm starting to wonder if that's what's going on with Paige and her water.
S word of...
No, mine was really cut off.
Well, pay your bill.
No, it's like $11. Because they had construction.
I know.
That's what it was.
I heard people downtown saying that about the bridge. Closed the bridge and they had to cut water. I'm like, what's water got to do with the bridge?
A big one they scare people with is jury summons. Hey, you missed your jury notice. You didn't show up. Pay us in gift cards and we'll be okay.
I got out of jury duty once.
Oh.
Because my mom was in the hospital.
Was she really?
Yes, honestly.
Yeah. I believe you.
I wouldn't make that up.
No, I know.
Karma.
After watching that show on Amazon, I think I'd like to get jury duty. That looked fun.
Oh, the guy they prank. Yeah. He's the only one that doesn't.
They did two seasons of that. They did another one where they take him to a...
That might not be good for somebody's mental health.
Like,
you're the butt of the joke.
That's exactly what I thought. I'll tell you real quick. They bring this guy on, you know, like the first one, hey, you got jury duty. But everybody, including the judge, the other jurors, the attorneys, everybody's in on it. It's all a bit. It's like Joe Millionaire, whatever that show was.
Yep.
And he starts making, like, not love, screw-in relationships, but, like, real friendships with these people. And then at the end, he finds out they're all actors. And it's like, sure, you're getting $100,000, mm-hmm. but it's like, you could see that look of, God, y'all aren't really my friends.
That's so sad.
That was weird, man.
Really sad.
But I would do that in hopes of winning $100,000.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.